Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Hi, Jim Carr again. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, mm-hmm. nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah, and for a trip also, you know,
oh.
like that, and mm-hmm. for hook, like this, and for spear, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanusport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas, wind blowing through breathing trees, strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is, radio's greatest source of wind energy, Mike Novak.
I'll have you know that the hockey clip was played under duress from my producer, Heather Fry, because she tells me, actually I knew this, she tells me that there's a big hockey game, eh?
Yes.
Eh?
At 11:30, eh?
Eh?
11:30 because it's 12:30.
Is it 11:30?
Well, it's 12:30 in Detroit. It's 11:30 here. It's the afternoon game on NBC, I believe.
So it's Sportsacopia today. You can watch hockey and then turn the Masters on.
Yes.
Wow. And talk about going from sublime to the ridiculous, or is it the other way around?
I would say sublime to the ridiculous, because to me, golf is men in funny pants walking around.
They used to wear funny pants. Well,
they
some of them still
wear
do.
Funny
yeah.
pants.
And,
Come on.
And you got to love the coverage. What?
I have to agree.
I mean, look at this sweater
pants.
I'm wearing. It's red. It's exciting. It's tough.
It's funny.
It puts fear into the heart of your opponent.
No offense. It's got a strap in the back.
It does. That's to hold up the pants from the old hockey uniforms. This is a real hockey
so
sweater.
So this is, this, she's,
or
she's,
AKA
she's,
jersey,
Heather,
as Lehman
my producer,
said.
Heather Fry is poking fun at guys in golf outfits, and she's wearing a shirt with a strap on the back of it.
I kind of have to agree that the pastel plaid is just not
cool. Come on, this is bright red. It's like fire engine red. Look at this. This is awesome.
All right, hold on. All right,
And I'm sorry, it's a big game, A, because the Hawks need the win, or the tie, at least minimum the tie. They need the point. Yay! And it's the Red Wings are playing. It's like the hockey rivalry of all time.
Hey, Mike Sanders, get me that Red Wings thing.
No, there is no Red Wings thing. This is Chicago's Progressive Talk. Chicago. Chicago.
Mike Novak here, originally from Detroit, Michigan, and I'm hosting you.
We might arm wrestle when the show is over.
You know what? I'm telling you, Chicagoans are citizens of the world.
Yes.
They understand. They are citizens. This is a
you guys
this
are already
is a
in the playoffs,
world
though.
Class city, and if somebody comes from another place and settles here and wants to root for his home team, they're not going to argue with
no,
that.
No, you'll have no problems at all.
I'm married to one of those guys, a San Francisco guy. So he doesn't wear his Cubs hat anymore that I gave him. He always has to have his San Francisco cat on, you know. And
by
if
the
I make
way,
a comment, ooh.
That is Jennifer Brennan, the fastest talking woman in horticulture. And from the chalet, it's like the Ohio State. The chalet.
Oh, I guess it is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The
wow.
chalet in Wilmette. I mean, Winnetka, or wherever you guys
it's
are.
It's Wilmette. It's Wilmette. You had it right the first time.
No, I did.
Yeah.
I knew that. I always get those two cities confused. So do the people who live there.
Oh,
boo. See, I'm just...
Yeah, you're just really making friends today, aren't you? You
I
know
am.
Those people in Wilmette and Winnetka have nice, beautiful gardens
Ooh,
that are real big
yeah.
and spacious.
I know.
And they
want to
learn all this green stuff.
And I tended one of those just out of Master Gardener School. Oh, wait a second. That was in Glencoe. Ah, that same thing.
Yeah, that was Glencoe.
Oh, okay.
Just keep digging, Gardner. Keep digging.
All right,
do you need a bigger trowel?
Wow.
Here's what we're doing today on my very last show on WCPT.
The crazy people coming at you with hose and rakes.
Oh, look. There's the emails are pouring in. What's going on here? I had no
I'm
idea.
I'm tweeting that you've lost your mind officially.
Oh, okay, good. That's fine. We are going to answer gardening questions. Oh, you got to the... It's on my... Jennifer Brennan in here, and she's just totally geeking out. You got to understand, first of all, she's brought in visual aids.
Uh-huh.
As well
so
as...
So you can see him on the radio.
As well as as well as breakfast sandwiches.
I know, we like her.
We do like her, and at some point...
We have fun, don't we?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sit here for 2 hours. This is a very special show take. It's spring. Come on. It's going to be 80 degrees in Chicago, 85 maybe.
It feels like it. I mean, didn't you feel naked walking out of the house without a coat today?
I had the windows down.
I know.
I was breathing in the air. It was like
it's
warm
incredible.
And
I'm still
and
trying
moist.
To get
it was
out of...
colder in my house than it was outside when I went to get the newspaper.
Just the smell. Just like
I'm
smelling
trying to get
the
past
outside.
The thought of myself driving down here naked. So I don't know.
I'm trying to get past that thought now too. It burns.
And what we're going to do is we're If you don't call us, we'll just talk about whatever we want to talk about for 2 hours. But Jennifer's here because she is a horticulture information specialist at the chalet. And we're just going to answer garden questions. 773-838-9278. That's where you start. Call us, 773-838-9278.
You can tweet us at Mike Now on Twitter, or you can check out our Facebook fan page on Facebook, The Mike Novak Show, so you can get us your questions on all three ways.
Or mike@mikenovak.net.
If you want to shoot an email.
And if you want to shoot an email, there's just way too many ways.
You're connected. You're on the grid there.
Oh, boy,
mm-hmm.
I am so on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Take me off, please. Oh, hey, we got a... it was commented on your Facebook page. Denise wrote, a wingnut. Love it.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
yes, she's
Denise.
From Detroit.
Yay, Denise.
She is.
Uh-oh.
And then, but I got a tweet for you already. Celesta, 1013. Mike, when can we rake? Some folks are already mowing the lawn.
Oh, that's a really... Okay, let's start right there because we'll just take whatever questions as they come in. And one of the things Jennifer was holding up to me was the report.
Turf scouting report.
Which, April 8th, 2011, mm-hmm. mine just came in on my... when did yours come in? It just...
I printed it up this morning. I think it came in yesterday.
Mine came in at 4 a.m.
Oh, it was this morning?
Derek Settle is what? He's
Dr.
at 3...
Dr. Settle, yeah.
Dr. Settle is out there.
He's my hero.
Explain who Dr. Settle is.
Well, he actually manages the Chicago District Golf Course Superintendent's Research Area out in... it's actually, what town is that? Lamont. Lamont. And, and he does the most phenomenal research and monitoring the weather and how it affects the turf grasses. And I love reading it because the turf grasses are the first ones to react to what our weather's doing. And so they let us know what's going to be going on. So, you know, so that question that the person, was that tweeted or Facebooked about raking the lawn?
Yeah.
Okay, be careful raking. Just use a, you know, just like a leaf rake just to get the debris off because our turf was so stressed last year because of the horrible weather conditions we had. You know, I hope we never have a year like that. It was the worst year I've seen in 30
years. And
you're
not talking about the winter. You're talking about last summer because rain was...
Well, it was way wet and soggy in the spring when the roots should have been forming. Mm-hmm. Then it got hot and dry, and the turf was particularly hit hard. They never got a chance to recover and form their roots. So if you get out there and start raking now, and, you're going to rip it up.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to rip it up.
And they're going to take that heavy rake and they're going to go, because they go, you know, I got to get the thatch off.
No,
even most people don't
no.
even know what thatch is,
and,
I'm sure.
No, and actually, thatch, you know, a thin layer of it, a half inch of it, is part of the turf profile, and they need it. That's why we can walk on turf. So don't rip it out now. It really doesn't need to be taken care of. If you have a problem with it, wait till fall and core aerate. Mm-hmm. But be careful about raking. Just get the debris off. The most important thing that you can do is fertilize it. Get it fertilized, and then that gives it the tools it needs to have those roots grow, because the roots are just waking up and starting to grow. So don't overdo with the rake.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit too, because one of the things you can do, and I got a question, I got an email just yesterday from a guy I wanted to know, is this the time for corn gluten meal?
Yes,
I said,
perfect. Like, guess what I'm doing this afternoon in my own lawn?
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right, now,
because it's an early fertilizer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an 8% or 10% nitrogen, and then it also has that wonderful, you know, the chemical in the corn gluten that keeps any seeds from germinating. Now, if you've got bare spots larger than 6 inches in diameter, you want to hold off. You want to seed first, and then wait a month while they germinate. Then put the corn gluten meal down, and then after the seeds have germinated, it, you know, it works as a fertilizer, and then it keeps any weed seeds, but particularly crabgrass. And we're going to see tons of crabgrass again this year because it was so bad last summer.
Now, here's the other thing, though. I was reading something on safelawns.org, Paul Tukey's website, and he was talking about corn gluten meal. The thing about corn gluten meal is that it's always good as a fertilizer.
Absolutely.
It's just, I mean, if you use it for nothing else, you can use it as a fertilizer. B, to use it as a weed suppressant, that is to say...
Pre-emergent.
Right.
It keeps seeds from developing.
From germinating. Yeah, they actually germinate, but they can't go past a certain stage.
It kills the feeder root. It's the coolest thing. The root comes out first, it kills the feeder root, and then no shoot can form.
The problem
so really
is
cool.
You have to apply it at exactly the right time. You have such a narrow window to
do
that.
No.
Well, that's what he's saying. So this is our first controversy of the day here.
I don't think it's that narrow.
Really?
I don't think that's that narrow. You know, maybe where he's from and where he's doing most of his advising, but I don't think it's that narrow at all. Here's the thing. The temperature that's the magic number is 55 degrees soil temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now, and I just took it yesterday morning at my research plots, and, you know...
Which is your backyard.
No, my front yard.
Okay.
My front yard. But I've been taking it there for the last 15 to 18 years,
uh-huh.
And it was 46. And the magic number is 55. Crabgrass germinates at 55. So when we talk pre-emergent, we usually are, and turf guys are always targeting at the crabgrass. You know, other weed seeds will germinate at different temperatures.
Right.
And so I think that's what Paul was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking at it as a broad spread weed control, if you're going for the crabgrass, then here's the cue out in the landscape when lilacs are in bloom, that's when the soil temperatures are 55.
Okay.
So if you see the lilacs when
But they always say that spread your corn gluten meal
before
when the forsythia is in bloom.
Well, just because the target, you know, the target for forsythia was that's when you want to fertilize the lawn. That means the lawn is awake enough that it's going to be using it. The soil temperature is warm enough when the forsythia goes into bloom. And that's always been, even back when I was in college, not quite 100 years ago.
97 years ago.
That was the cue. blue. You know, and that was, you know, when forsythia was in bloom, it's time to fertilize. So that's where the corn gluten meal down when the forsythia is in bloom, that's where, because that means the turf can actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get it down then, you know, then you're keeping others, any seed, and it lasts for 8 weeks. So that's why I don't understand his fine, you know, his narrow window, because it lasts for 8 weeks.
It's a matter of when, again, and you're talking about it, the temperature at which the crabgrass germinates.
Uh-huh.
And other
and that's
things.
Soil temperature.
Yeah,
that's
soil temperature. That's soil temperature,
exactly.
Right. But the soil temperature affects when the forsythia blooms as
absolutely.
Well. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all soil temperature.
And forsythia blooms at 45.
Mm-hmm.
Lilac, 55.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful that I know all these things? You know,
It's real.
It's spring
super,
for me when the lilacs go in bloom.
Yeah,
I can
super,
sit there and just breathe those
yeah,
in all day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a question from Samuel in, where is it?
Oak Lawn.
Cool. We're going to get to that in just a second. We got lots to do on the show. He's got a question about seed droppers.
Cool.
We will get to that. Jennifer Brennan is here on the program for 2 hours. We're just answering questions. We're talking gardening. It's warm today. You're going to want to get out and work. We're going to talk about whether that makes sense. I mean, what you can do in your yard now, what maybe you shouldn't be doing
exactly.
in your yard right now, because these are confusing times. The first time it gets to 80, especially if it's in April, is when people get all nutty.
And they want to start digging when the soil's too wet.
Right, and that's actually Wally Schmidtke's tip of the week talks about that, about getting into the soil too early. So stick around. This is the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Samuel's question in just a second. Now, do you feel like your yard has turned into a real-life game of whack-a-mole? Well, Molmax from Bonide can help bust those burrowing creatures. And Heather's got her. Or you like the Bonide people, and
oh, I love it. And Molmax is great if you want to put it in your containers to keep chipmunks from digging in it and squirrels.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. I mean,
it's wonderful.
I chased enough squirrels around my yard this spring. It's like, get out of there! What are you? They're just brazen.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and it's so good for the moles too. I mean, it's bad for the moles. But it's good for your lawn.
Get rid of them.
Yeah,
it's an
exactly.
excellent thing.
It's effective against
it's
the moles.
It's an excellent thing to get rid of the moles.
And as Jennifer said, Molmax is made from all natural ingredients and is an effective repellent against moles, voles, rabbits, gophers, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing animals. There's so many of them, it's just ridiculous. And Molmax is not harmful to animals or people. The dustless and biodegradable granules are safe for use around children, plants, and pets. Just apply 3 to 4 times a year to send nuisance animal pests away. It is available in 10-pound bags that cover 5,000 square feet or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower or vegetable gardens. Molmax is also available in quart-sized ready-to-use spray liquid with a built-in hose and sprayer. And Molmax can be found at Anton's Branch in Highland Park, Illinois, Atrium Garden Center in Killdeer, Illinois, Hawthorne Gardens in Hawthorne Woods, Illinois, or visit www.bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. And while you're there, and this is the amazing thing, which you may be aware of or not, Jennifer, you can download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid.
It's the coolest thing. It is just the coolest thing.
Or download directly to your computer, and you've got it, of course.
Yeah, and then we have a monitor at Chalet in our section, our Bonide section. It's a monitor like your computer monitor, and people can go up and just touch the screen and answer their questions if there's no one there to answer their questions.
21st century comes to horticulture.
It's amazing.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
And I want to welcome Milorganite to the show. This is an interesting question because Jennifer and I have gone round on this, and I've talked to people about this, and I've been talking to a lot of soil scientists in the last few weeks about Milorganite, and I got a feeling this bringing them on the show is going to be a learning experience.
Are you going to bring them on the show?
I mean, well, I mean, I might have their
oh,
people.
Oh, I thought you about the soil scientists. Well, I'm like, can I come watch?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I've talked to this woman at University of Washington, and I've talked to people at the USDA, and I talked to this guy, Ned Beecher, is it?
Yes.
That you turned me on to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is an interesting question, but what they're telling me is that we're getting really good at eliminating the toxins and other problems in any
of the waste products.
Yeah,
and it's incredible.
And it's a way we can reuse our resources, and so
recycle, reuse.
It's good stuff. All right, it's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Wally Schmidtke is not a real doctor. He just manages to get the best seats in the fanciest restaurants. Anyway, Wally says that now's the time to direct seed spring cool weather crops like corn mash. Is that how we pronounce it? Also known as corn salad or lamb's ear or lamb's tongue. Endive, or endive, if you prefer, lettuce, kale, Swiss chard, spinach, sugar, snap, snow, and shelling peas. As the soil dries up, cultivate your early planting area and mix in 1.5 cups of Dr. Earth veggie food per 10 square feet. You like Dr. Earth as well.
I love it.
We got a lot of good products on this show. And you do that before you're planting. Now, Wally chops the fertilizer into the top couple of inches with a rake, and Wally has a word about working with wet soil. Don't. You will compact the soil and collapse air pores and damage important beneficial soil organisms. Be patient. If your soil is wet, if it's still mucky, stay away. Now, if it's mucky, it's probably not draining very well either, and you might want to address that by adding some organic matter. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, or visit them online at www.pesci's.com. Pesci's, 3 generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality. Oh, you hit the button, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it just sits there. Let's try that again.
It doesn't like you.
Oh, you know why? It would help if this button were hit, and then I could do this button.
All right.
Welcome back to the Mike Novak Show. We're looking around at some of the Facebook stuff coming in here, and it seems to be a debate on whether you can live in Chicago and be a Red Wings fan.
Well, you guys are—you keep coming. You're like. Invaders. Well, a friend of mine who lives right outside Detroit. Denise. I'm sorry. I don't know which burb you're in, but she said you're a neighbor in a wingnut because I said that you were from Warren, and she said you're hanging with the right crowd. And I, of course, replied, "Well, you're in Chicago now. What's with all these Warren transplants in my hometown?" Sheesh. And she says, "We are quietly invading and waiting for our chance to take over." And then you said, "Shh, don't tell." And she said, "Heather won't tell." And I said, "The Michiganers are coming. The Michiganers are coming."
It's Michigander.
Oh, whatever.
It's Michigander.
So you're geese.
Yes, it's fine with us.
That's cool.
Okay. I'm going to change the subject. Do you know why Dr. Earth is so great?
With that
product? Because it's made from fish bone, and so it has higher calcium than all the other organically based fertilizers. And so it's great if you want to use it around tomatoes because it will help prevent blossom end rot because it has a lot more. It has a 2% value of calcium.
You know,
is that cool?
Yeah. That's what Wally's been telling me about
Dr.
Earth, so that's great. And we will get to that in a second. But first, let's go to line one and bring in the patient, Samuel, in Oak Lawn. Samuel, thank you for holding on.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The seed droppers I see in the catalogs, does that work like on tiny seeds, like a pansy up to the beet or carrot, alone an oblong, like cucumber?
Now, you're not talking seed droppers. I thought for a second it was seed droppers for a lawn, but you're...
Oh, I'm sorry, because I originally said seed sower.
Okay.
The eye drop type mechanism.
Well, you know, they can be adjusted for the size of the seed. Now, the petunias are very, very small. It's almost like dust. So I don't know if you can adjust it down that low. But that's, you know, it depends on the different brands. But they have adjustments so that you can get the right, you know, the right distribution.
But, you know, the other thing you can do, there are tricks you can do to sow seeds, like mixing them in with sand,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, will distribute the seed a little more evenly. Hey, well, how come she gets the monitor and I don't? Can't we can't, this studio's not set up so each of us can actually look at a monitor, is it?
Yeah.
Well, no, Mike can have it.
No, 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 no.
He has his laptop right here.
I got my laptop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he's teasing me because that's what he likes to do.
That's what I do best. Yeah, other than shut off your microphone.
You do that pretty well.
Yeah. So Samuel, you know, one of the things you can do is if you've got seeds that are really tiny, and that seems to be the question you're asking right now about the really tiny ones, right?
Right. Well, not only that, but even the larger, like a beet or a carrot seed, you know.
Just so you can distribute them evenly.
Yeah, and I guess there's all kinds of sand. You know what I'm saying? There's like play sand, and then there's building sand, you know, like for sidewalks and stuff like that.
I would go for the play sand. You want the finest, you know, size. And,
yeah.
And it just helps. What it does is it just gives you more volume to work with, and then when you mix the seed in, it distributes the seed evenly throughout, and so then you can just, you're not going to get straight rows when you do that, though. You see what I'm saying? You know,
because
you're broadcast spreading it.
Yeah.
So you know, check your instructions that, you know, or you know, that come with the seed drop, and it'll explain how to set the right distribution.
I got a site here that I just quickly found about sowing tiny seeds evenly, and it says, place one cup of sand into a bowl, empty a seed packet into the sand, and mix until the seeds are evenly distributed within the sand in the garden. Spread the seed and sand mixture out in a 2-inch by 2 to 3 foot long band. And good soil to seed contact is essential for optimal germination. That's another thing. You want to have that contact.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You can ensure good contact by pressing the band of seeds in the soil with the palm of your hand.
Before you put them, cover them with dirt?
That's the other thing about seeds. You have to know what they require to germinate. Not all seeds are the same. Some seeds need light. Some seeds need darkness.
And it's on the back of every package. So the companies that package the seeds, you know, have all that information. So it's all there at your fingertips. Just read the instructions.
Well, you know, I'm going to declined on that because I had like cone flowers 4 years ago. The package of seed from a different vendor said to sow them in the refrigerator for a month, and then I got some other ones, in February that I put in the, you know, in the grow lights, and they didn't do anything, and I forgot about refrigerating them.
Right. Any perennials like that have to be cold treated to break down the chemical that's in the seed that keeps them dormant until they've had that cold treatment.
But and that's it wasn't on the package. You know, the Burpee package didn't have that. And of course they didn't work. You know, it's been over 6 weeks and they're not doing anything.
Are they in a container in soil right now? Like a planting tray?
No, they're in individual cell, in individual cups.
Okay, you can put those in the refrigerator for 6 weeks, and that'll give you the cold treatment. And then when you bring them out, they'll germinate. Okay.
How about outside in the garage?
Well, it has to be between
40 degrees.
You know, between 40 and between
and
freezing
consistent.
And 40.
And the garage is not. You know, if we warm up to 80, it's going to get warmer in there than you want.
Yeah, so, I understand that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good thing about the seeds. Thank you.
All right, Jamie, hey, you have a good day now.
Will do. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Call us, 773-838-9278. Jennifer Brennan from The Chalet and I are here today, and we're answering your gardening questions. I got one on Twitter here before we break.
It is from Celestia 1013.
Before we get that, I want to go to real quick. Snappy J Dog said, she says, and I have to admit, I think she's right that some seed packets don't have good info on them. You know, some do, and some don't. Some are kind of lacking in its. But that's why there's the internet. That's why God made the internet.
I show my age by saying, well, there's also great reference books you can go to. Mm-hmm. But you know, that information is really everywhere. You know, I mean, you can find it really easily,
yeah.
Or you can call your favorite
horticulturist. Well, you know what you might want exactly. Like Jennifer, go mm-hmm. to the chalet, go to Wally at Pesci's, go down to Sid's, ask them what's going on. This is why I tell you to go to the independent garden centers. And Snappy J wrote back and said she didn't type it very well, and she said, "Okay," she quoted herself. Some seed packets suck. Don't have good info. and it's true. And as Jennifer points out, yeah, but if you go to the Extension Service, if you go to the University of Illinois, if you go to, you know, just Google this stuff, and usually you should look for an EDU.
Yes,
.edu site, and it will give you the great information you need to do this right. You can find it about seeds. I've got a seed book at home and there's some wonderful seed booklets you can use, but gosh, the information is out there.
It really is.
And so the other question, Heather, you were going to give us that one.
That's on Twitter. Another question I've got: garlic growing in raised beds, heavily mulched. Can I remove the mulch today?
Sure, I think it's pretty safe to do that. You know, it's one of those perennial things that even if we do get a cold snap, it won't damage it. It should be fine.
Okay, we need to do some weather here on the program. Give us a call, 773-838-9278, or write us an email, mike@mikenovak.net, or tweet us or Facebook us, and we're going to answer as many garden questions as we can today. You know, Jennifer, this might be a good time for you to have one of those breakfast sandwiches. That's what I'm...
Oh, I ate before I got here.
Oh.
So those are for you guys.
Yay!
Those are for you guys. Ding, ding, ding,
okay.
Ding, ding.
Okay. Now, you're all so happy and smug about spring today, aren't you? But what were you thinking a month ago? 2 weeks ago? Last Friday? you were thinking, I need to take a cruise someplace where it's warm. Well, from February 25th to March 3rd, 2012, that's exactly what I'll be doing on the Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sun, visiting the Caribbean destinations of Nassau, St. Thomas, San Juan, Great Stirrup Cay, and more. Did you know about this?
No. I was just saying, how did you get that? Cool.
You know, when you got a radio show, I know you're on television with Tracy Butler on Channel 7. Had to put that plug in for you.
If you
recognize the voice, that's because you've seen her on Channel 7 with Tracy.
Between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., so you have to get up really early. You know.
That's
so,
why I've never seen you.
I know, neither is my husband.
But, next year I'm doing this trip to the Caribbean, and, you know, we're going to be visiting Zone 11 gardens.
Oh.
You just say that, and you go, what's Zone 11? And I'm going to be the genial host. I'll share my insights about Midwest gardening. I guess I'm going to have to do a little research on Zone 11 gardening as well.
Wow.
And there are several ways you can get more information. You can go to my website, mikenovak.net, MikeNowak.net, and click on the picture of the Norwegian Sun, or call CruiseWorks at 800-876-6664. 800-876-6664, or log on to cruise-works.com, or just write to me, mike@mikenovak.net, and I'll send all the information you need, and I hope you join me next February. Now, here's a tip from the Care of Trees. something to think about as you're watching the final round of the Masters. And it's funny, Jennifer, I was I went to a natural lawn care seminar the other week.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah, Safe for Pest Control and Mila and a bunch of other groups put this together. And Chip Osborne was there, and he was on the show. And one of the things he said at the conference, I don't think he said it on the show, but it was hilarious. He said, modern lawn care dates back to April 1967. And I was thinking, what is he talking about? He said, that was the first year that the Masters was broadcast in color.
Wow.
And all those guys out there said, that's what I want my lawn to look like.
Oh, is that interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Wow.
Well, guys, guess what? If you hire somebody to come out every day and do it, you can have a lawn just like that.
Yeah, you have to have a greenskeeper and a superintendent and, wow.
But there are ways to make your lawn look, in fact, I want to talk about that a little bit later with you, Jennifer.
Yeah, I just gave a lecture yesterday.
I know you did. That's
why.
You've got it fresh in your mind, and we'll talk about
it.
But the point is, I'm talking about trees here. Lawn roots and tree roots are in competition with each other, and lawn roots often win. Are you surprised at that? Well, studies at the Morton Arboretum have shown that turf grass can reduce the amount of tree roots present in the top few inches of soil by 90%. This is just one of the reasons why you don't want to plant your lawn anywhere near the trunk of your tree. I just try to hammer this home with people. It's like, don't do that. That's just, and then you just walk down the block and everybody's got the lawn right up to the tree. You know?
You can't be a horticulture cop. You know, it just doesn't work.
I do. I just take my shovel and I start digging. No. Maybe this is the year you can create or expand that mulch ring around the base of your trees. And people say, they ask me, well, should it be 6 feet? And I said, it's big as you want it. You can go out to the drip line if you want. With 9 locations, the Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, or you're moving, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees. Yeah, my music is being held hostage by Heather Fry. Let's go to line one and bring in a meteorologist extraordinaire, Rick DeMaio. How you doing, Rick?
Good. Are you on this Masters kick where you don't like how beautiful their gardens and yards?
Oh, my goodness, no. I'm quite the opposite. I mean, I love the way it looks. It's gorgeous. I do tend to think about all the chemical inputs there, you know, and it makes me wonder whether these guys, you know, it's like a baseball field.
I bet they've gone pretty organic too.
Have they?
Yeah, all the turf guys are seeing the benefit of using organics, but they still have
relative turf.
They use an IPM approach.
Yeah,
you know,
and the idea of the IPM, integrated pest management, is use the least toxic methods of control first, and then go to the most toxic. But I still think there's probably a lot of stuff out there that the average homeowner is not going to be messing with, you know, or shouldn't.
Well, they don't have access to it.
Well, that's true.
You have to be certified to get that stuff.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, I mean, chemicals that, you know, men make for us, I mean, kind of got us through college all right, didn't they?
Oh, well, you're talking about different chemicals.
Well, he's talking about penicillin. Penicillin.
Yeah.
You know, penicillin.
Yeah, it's the 70s.
You know, penicillin, right? Right, right, Rick? Uh-huh. It was penicillin to keep us healthy.
All I know is that when I was in college, the slogan of the day was better living through chemistry.
There you go.
And that's because he was taking an organic chemistry class.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
I majored in pinball, remember?
Don't you like me as your front?
Beautiful green grass.
All right, kids, time out. Let's let Rick in here.
Wow.
Well, Well, Rick started it. Rick started it. It's his fault.
What's that?
I said Rick started it. It's his fault.
Wheatgrass. No, it's wheatgrass.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
He's talking to you, Jennifer.
I'm doing great. I was hoping you'd be on today so I'd get to say hi.
Well, how you doing? You know what? You know, as crazy as our weather has been, Mike and Jennifer, you know, yesterday's record high temperature was 80 degrees.
Today,
the record high temperature is 90 degrees. That's the earliest.
That's obscene.
Yeah, that's the earliest we've ever had, 90 degrees in Chicago. Mm. And I was amazed. I was watching a couple of people on TV last night. I will not mention their names. But they go, wasn't it a beautiful day out today? And I'm like, hello, were you along the North Shore at all, where even though the sun came out, we had temperatures like only in the upper 40s and dense fog along the shoreline? We actually had temperatures about a 35-degree range from a high of 79 at Kankakee to the mid-40s and upper 40s up along the North Shore. And I tell you, Mike, I don't remember the last time I've seen a constant lake breeze. I think since the first day of spring, which is now 21 days ago,
mm-hmm.
I've counted 18 days where we've had an onshore flow and lakefront readings, particularly from about, Wrigleyville, Loyola, Evanston, Northwestern University, northward, has been consistently about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than the south side of the city and almost 15 degrees cooler than the south and southwest suburbs.
I believe that. I live up on the North Shore, and it's been cold.
It's been cold. Jennifer, yesterday I was out with a bunch of kids walking along the lakefront, and the fog was probably as thick as I've ever seen it this time of the year.
Yeah.
And that was mostly because there was no clouds above us. You get this brightness of the water droplets reflecting all the sunlight, and you can see your breath, and people were walking along the beach with hats and gloves on.
I know.
It was actually cold out. I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be so completely different tomorrow, and sure enough it is. And you know what? I guarantee you we will get close to, if not exceed, the record high of 90 degrees today.
Wow.
It's going to get that warm. Now, is it going to be officially at O'Hare Field? I think it's probably going to be more so to the south and west of us. O'Hare may actually see 88 or 89. The North Shore, though, still with these strong southwest winds, we'll see temperatures pop up probably close to about 85 degrees. So some areas along the North Shore between about 5 and 6 o'clock today will actually have temperatures nearly 40 degrees warmer than they were yesterday, which is crazy for this time of the year. But that's springtime in Chicago.
Well, and you should, and I'm sure you've seen this, Jennifer, in my yard, the tulips in the last 2 days have come out of nowhere.
Right? I know, isn't that cool?
And they're just,
that's why I brought these.
She's got the tulip. Well, they're just the,
these are the tulips I love. These are the grigiais that are the multi-stem tulips.
Oh, I've got some of those,
Four flowers on each stem, and they just popped color this morning.
Yours did?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that cool?
She didn't actually bring the tulips. She just has the little card that's from the package.
My question for Rick, I don't mean to interrupt, but are they going to be safe? I mean, when the temperature goes back down, is it going to hurt any of the flowers?
No. Because this time of the year, Heather, I think it's really tough to get readings back down below, 40 or 45 degrees. And, tulips actually, they like the cooler weather. They don't like when it gets too warm.
Yeah.
And they're close to the ground. So when they're close to the ground temperature is only 47. You know, and the air temperature up above, they're not going to get that hot up, down on the ground level, because the mass of the soil is going to help keep it a little cooler next to where they are.
Where we would have a problem is if this went on for a week.
Exactly. Right.
And it's not going to do that. Last April, we had temperatures 6.8 degrees above normal. This March, we averaged out 5 degrees cooler than what we did in March of 2010. So the ground temperature, as Jennifer mentioned, only in the mid-40s, especially in areas where you have sod over it. But I do think that'll probably jump today, maybe a couple of degrees, but not much, because this warmth is only going to be with us for about maybe 12 to 15 hours. The front comes through about midnight.
Okay, on that note, Rick, because the front's coming through, and I know people are interested in whether there are storms, and I'm going to tease it with that because I got to do some business. So
sure.
Rick will give us the forecast for any storms that we might have in the Chicago area in just a second. Do you ever feel like writing a Dear John letter to the animals who nibble your plants? If you do, instead of spraying it with perfume or cologne, you should spray it with Bobex. Or just spray your plants with Bob-X. That will work best to send Mr. Deer and Miss Rabbit packing. And the Bob-X company has been selling deer and animal repellent products for more than 20 years. I know that you're a big fan of Bob-X.
It's excellent.
Yes. They've been a go-to product for commercial nurserymen, master gardeners, rose enthusiasts, and thousands of homeowners. Why? Because their products work. Oh, and did I mention they're environmentally friendly, too? Bob-X keeps critters away from your plants using the odor and taste of meat meal, fish oil, putrescent eggs, garlic. I read that stuff and people go, ew, but it stuff works and it keeps the critters away. Don't look for Bob-X products at a box store. Look for them in a Bob-X store, B-O-B-B-E-X, meaning your local independent garden center. Here are a few stores where you can find Bob-X products. The Fields Nursery in Joliet, Illinois. Perennial Artistry in Lake Barrington, Illinois. Sid's Greenhouse in Bolingbrook, Illinois. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bob-X.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
What do Ball Horticultural, the Lincoln Park Zoo, Elmhurst College, and Motorola have in common? They have all been partners with WRD Environmental, an ecological consulting firm that has created sustainable landscapes since 1997. WRD Environmental designs, installs, manages, and consults on projects and programs that conserve natural resources, promote sustainability, cultivate biodiversity, and restore nature's balance. But just as important, WRD is a good partner, whether it's managing a large-scale conservation development or cultivating a community greening initiative, clients trust WRD to anticipate, prevent, and solve potential problems. WRD Environmental takes a comprehensive approach to every project, keeping the overall objectives in mind and building teams along the way to achieve the best results. WRD is all about innovation and execution with unparalleled focus. So when you're looking for a partner to help your business literally change the world around it, choose WRD. WRD Environmental, where the built and natural environments meet. It's the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're talking to Rick DeMille, meteorologist. It's going to be very warm today, maybe hit the record. But that also means that we might have some storms on the way or not. What's the story, Rick?
You know, Mike, it's interesting because I heard people talking about this almost 2 days ago, and I was like, whoa, slow down, folks. You don't want to get your hopes up for something like this, and then all of a sudden it not happening. And then the proverbial, hey, I thought we were going to get big storms. What happened to the storms? I think the chances for any thunderstorms is still well after about the 9 or 10 o'clock hour. And oddly enough, the reason why is the atmosphere is just going to get too warm above the surface. So surface temperatures may approach 90 degrees, but about 3,000 to 5,000 feet above the surface, they may actually be about 8 to 10 degrees warmer than what you'd like to see. Typically in meteorology, we like the conditions to be warm at the surface and cooler above. That gets any updrafts, you know, rooted at the surface and all the way up to, 40 or 50,000 feet. And the atmosphere just isn't going to do that today, and it certainly didn't do it yesterday across the Plain States. So this is going to be one of those weird days where it's going to get warm, it's going to get humid, but I wouldn't be surprised to actually see it remain generally sunny with no cumulus clouds. That's called a stable atmosphere, and you'll sometimes hear people say, yeah, but it's hot and humid. Well, it's warm and humid at the surface, but above us, it's actually what we call those conditions that usually you see during the hot summertime drought seasons, where it's so warm and humid, it's almost too warm to get clouds. So the bottom line is we'll see sunny, warm, windy conditions today. Temperatures, I think, probably, as I mentioned, up to 90, but the storms really don't get here until about 9 or 10 o'clock, right along the cold front. And that's going to be Fox Valley, points west. Here in the city, probably more so around 10:30, maybe 11:30 at night. And I think at that point, the chances for any tornadic weather, I know a lot of people were talking about that possibility, I think is slim. It looked better a couple of days ago as conditions were kind of looking to be somewhat of a turbulent environment. But even though we're going to be windy, it doesn't really have that profile for tornadoes. It doesn't mean that you can't get some gusty winds with this. So I think we'll probably have a severe thunderstorm watch for us sometime about maybe 10, 11 o'clock tonight, obviously a little bit earlier further west. But this always is kind of good to have something like this happen now because it gets people thinking, okay, what do I do? And especially at night, we've done studies, and most of the time you have most of your damage or injuries or fatalities occurring during the overnight hours and people basically going to sleep and not really listening to or not having the capability to listen to the weather radio or to the news reports or any sort of information that'll alert them to severe weather. So this is one of those situations where you say, hey, you know what? If I have that weather radio that someone gave me about 4 or 5 years ago for a corny Christmas present, go look for it, put a battery in it, make sure it works. There's nothing wrong with having one of those things around, especially when you have it on that alert button that, you know, kind of wakes you up when something does come through. And we've seen it before when people say, hey, the only reason why I knew something was happening because my weather radio went off. And it's a great, great tool to have. So the bottom line is we'll have about 2 or 3 hours of some severe weather this evening, probably more so in the way of gusty winds. I'm not too certain that this is going to be a tornadic setup. I'm hoping it won't be. And then nicer weather for tomorrow, relatively quiet, clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, high temperature, probably near 60, remaining that way for Tuesday and Wednesday, and looks like both Tuesday and Wednesday temperatures once again cooler near the lake, mainly upper 40s near 50 with that wind off the lake, and maybe some new storms again on Thursday. But I think more importantly, Mike, we're always looking for, you know, as gardeners, how much rain we're going to get out of this. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like a heavy rain event. If we get a half inch, I think that'll be about it. These storms are going to be moving so fast, it's not particularly a great rain event. And we can use a little bit of rain. We had a half inch on Friday. We didn't really have much over the last 2 weeks of the month of March, so we're kind of behind a little bit as we head into the, you know, the all-important growing season. But we'll get a little bit of that today, and hopefully we can keep our fingers crossed for a better chance of some nice soaky rain as we head into the middle of the work week.
It sounds good, and I'm glad it's going to get cooler again. You know, we don't mind an 80 here and there, especially on the weekend. People love that.
Yeah.
But
let's
get back to reality later in the week. You're on Channel 2 tonight, eh?
Yeah, I'll be doing Channel 2. This is one of those nights where you're basically watching the radar and hoping that something doesn't pop up too fast, because storms moving this quick are really tough to warn for. I was hoping I'd get the chance to do the 5 o'clock show, but the Masters will, you know, obviously preempt us there, and it'll be interesting to see how things turn out there because they had temperatures up to 89 degrees there yesterday, and probably close to 90 today. So this has been a warm Masters for them as well.
Yeah, but do you expect it down there? So
yeah, that's a little early even for them.
I guess I was talking
to someone who had been down there a couple of days, just working on the, you know, working on the greens. They get to go down there every couple of years or so. And they said the pollen season has been so terrible down across the south that they came out and their car was completely covered with the pollen from the trees. It was almost like someone took, like, you know, green and yellow spray and sprayed their cars. Temperatures across the south have been unseasonably mild for the last 2 months. So this has been a warm spring for the southeast, but definitely not for us here in Chicago.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, Rick. And I hope people watch you tonight, but in the second hour, Jennifer and I are going to talk about another problem called cannon fungus that I have just become aware of, and it's pretty cool and pretty bizarre.
Well, I think I want to get out of the way of that.
You do. Rick DeMaio, weather, you can go to DeMaioWeather.com or my website, MikeNovak.net. Rick, we will talk to you next week. Have fun.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rick.
Sick soil? Call the doctor. Dr. Earth, that is. Dr. Earth's probiotics, a soil inoculant, is chock full of soil bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi, speaking of fungi, that help break down organic materials to make nutrients available to your plants. No cheap fillers here, only organic goodies. Dr. Your Earth. With Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden, sold only at independent garden centers. Go to DrEarth.com to find a dealer near you. And be sure to check out the Facebook page. Search Dr. Earth and click like for organic updates.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? plant skid repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, plant skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, plant skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant skid is OMRI listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why plant skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies and is member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant skid.
To celebrate Earth Month and the starting of planting season, Sid's Greenhouses presents their annual Spring Planting Festival at their stores in Bolingbrook and Palos Hills this coming Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th. Sid's invites you to attend the special event. They've planned free educational seminars at both of their stores. Nina Koziel, who's a buddy of mine, and you know Nina.
I love Nina.
She's a garden educator and writer for the Chicago Tribune and Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, will speak on growing edibles, everything you need to harvest your own food. You know, I try to get her on my show. She always says, I get scared on radio. Give me a break, Nina. I'm so harmless. I'm so easy to get along with here. Anyway, that's on Friday at 6 p.m. in Bolingbrook and on Saturday at 11 a.m. in Palos Hills. And when you go to see Nina speak, ask her why she won't be on Mike Novak's show. Check SidsOnline.com for the other seminar times and topic schedule. In addition, many of Sid's key suppliers will be at their Bolingbrook store from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, April 15th, and on Saturday, April 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to share information on improving your homes, yards, and gardens. And that's always important, isn't it, Jennifer, when you get
absolutely.
The suppliers there, because they
absolutely.
Know the stuff.
You can ask specific questions and get answers right on the spot.
Visit SidsOnline.com today for all the details. In Bolingbrook, Sid's is located at 550 South Naperville Plainfield Road at 111th Street, a.k.a. Hassard Boulevard. And in Palos Hills, they're at 10926 Southwest Highway. In the second hour, we're going to continue doing what we did in the first hour, talking to you about gardening problems, and we'll take your questions at 773-838-9278. We've got more stuff coming on Twitter. I'm busily trying to download the Bonide app.
Oh, cool.
from iTunes. I'm not sure if I got it right, but we'll continue to do that. So give us a holler. And enjoy your Sunday. It's warm, and we're all having a good time on the Mike Novak Show. So stick around after CNN News.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Our business is people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Back to Nature Compost, life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
Yes, she does. When she shows up on a Sunday morning and brings breakfast sandwiches, Jennifer Brennan.
You know, you just
makes my dreams come true.
You got to start your day right. You know, you got to have a good breakfast. Yeah. You know?
but don't tell all my good-eating friends. Okay, yeah, she brought breakfast sandwiches. They're spinach and what else is on them? And real good stuff. It's
egg and
organic cheese,
yes,
and organic eggs, and mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the old days when the good place was still open. Darn yeah. it!
That's true. You used to bring in from.
I know, and she closed. Patty's closed.
Why did Patty's close? And what now? Was she in Wilmette or Winnetka or
Skokie? Oh. She's a you know.
Same
she's
thing.
Worker bee like me, Skokie.
You are so from Michigan.
And understand Heather Fry has been going back and forth with this woman from Michigan about the Red
the
Wings.
Hockey game today.
About the hockey game.
It's like roses, hockey, roses.
Hockey. Plants, hockey.
Plants, hockey.
Soil,
annual
hockey.
Perennials, USD organic, hockey.
Well, we had, let's just, okay, who, I don't even know who we got in the line.
You got line one, her name is Nikki, she's calling from Downers Grove, and she has a question.
And who's on line two?
Chester from Chicago.
All right, just to let you know, we're answering gardening questions for the next hour as well, 773-838-9278, or tweet, we got some on Twitter.
Yeah, we got a whole boatload on Twitter as well, so yeah,
okay.
So
and,
get to answering the question, garden man, let's go.
I'm going, I'm just trying to see if we got any on the line here, too, on the email, mike@mikenovak.net. Let's go to Mickey. How you doing, Mickey?
I'm doing well, thanks. Say, I was sitting with some garden buddies the other night, and we were talking about, someone said, when do you cut back the butterfly bush bedelia? And I said, I wait till things start to green up, and then I cut mine back. But someone else said, oh, no, right now you should cut it all the way down to maybe a couple inches. That's right.
Well, you know, look here. Why, do you have a strong feeling about that? I was going to say I didn't have a strong feeling about it.
Well, you know, you can do it either way, but oftentimes it's really smart to wait a little longer than today to see where the buds are opening. And that's called bud break, you know, when you're a horticulturist, is where the buds break, and then prune down to just above the outward facing ones. And because, you know, you can get a quicker start than if you cut it all the way down to the ground. Mm. Now, if you're cutting it all to the ground, you are going to force younger wood and younger growth coming from the rootstock. Some people say that you get more flowers on that.
But there's a third option, which is you could cut it down to where, I mean, where you see the buds coming up before they actually sprout. I mean, you don't have to cut it all the way down to the ground. You could cut it to 6 inches or 4 inches.
Usually we say 12 to 18 from the ground. And that's just the rule of thumb, you know, 12 to 18 inches. And then you still have some structure and you get a better display quicker.
And should I wait until the buds show?
Well, that's what Jennifer seems to like, is that because then she's right about one thing. You will see if there's any dead branches then and buds are not coming out.
You can just remove those.
Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is either way, you're probably going to get a buddleia out of it.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be a problem.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but it is interesting, and so does that help you, Mickey?
It does. It's very much. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I was talking yesterday on Mighty House on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM, from 7 a.m. to now 10 a.m., and having a little conversation with Robbie Earhart on there about dividing perennials in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to refresh myself on this a little bit and went looking around at the various university sites. And the thing about perennials is most of them can be divided pretty much any time. It depends, of course, you know, you can divide them any time and they'll live. Now, can you divide them any time and will they look good and will they bloom? That's a different story.
Yeah, you sacrifice the bloom if you divide and transplant something that's going to flower early spring.
And the one she asked about was Dicentra, or bleeding heart. Now, you could, they're just starting to send their shoots up. My Dicentras in my yard are just sending shoots up. You could mess with them right now.
They're pretty tough.
They're pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the earlier the better because once they start sending it, but even better was some advice I saw on one website. It said, why don't you just wait till they bloom and then you can do anything with them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
After they finish blooming. Absolutely.
Except my Dicentras, boy, they bloom for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They just, the old fashioned ones, mm-hmm. What's the
Spectabilis.
Spectabilis, right.
Spectabilis, uh-huh.
I'm not a huge fan of the ever blooming, the eczema. Is that it?
I mean, it's good because it's ever blooming, but it's different.
But I think it's shorter lived. I don't think it's as tough.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in our heavier clay soils around here.
Yeah.
You know, they're not as long lived.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good.
So my point was about, you can go online, and I found this great site at, what university was it? Minnesota, I think, or someplace, and they had this chart about, you know, do I divide spring or fall, spring or fall, spring or fall.
Yeah.
Well, one of the rules of thumb is, you know, if if it's going to bloom in the late summer, you can probably get away with dividing it right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
You can do that.
If it's going to bloom right now, you might not want to mess with it. And then there's things like we talked about the bleeding heart. I mentioned hosta. Once the hosta leaves start growing, leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know, and my feeling also is that, like, with a hosta, if you're going to divide it in the fall, then it gives the roots a chance to get going for the spring. Whereas if you do
You have to do it early. You have to do it before the 25th of September. Because then it has 6 to 8 weeks to root before the ground freezes solidly.
Yeah, but, you know, when's the... Well, I suppose 6 to 8 weeks from the 21st of September. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So don't wait too late on that. All right. Let's. Who's on the line two there?
Chester.
Chester? Okay.
Chester in Chicago.
In Chicago. You're on the Mike Novak Show.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Being passionate about organics, everything from growing them, purchasing them, consuming them, I often end up very quickly in a conversation explaining to people what organics mean.
Now, are you talking about certified organics? Are you talking about just organic because it's organic?
Exactly. We go back to the chemistry definition that anything with carbon is known as organic.
Exactly.
But then when I talk about organic food, I'm talking about the certified. Organic, the standard.
Yes.
So as I go through my favorite greenhouses and different gardening stores, there seems to be a lack of discipline in using the word organic, and they tend to use the word interchangeably. Can you talk about that? Is a bag of topsoil that's labeled organic the chemistry organic, or is it the certified organic?
That's a really, really, really excellent question, Chester. And when we saw your question up there on the screen, Jennifer and I talked a little bit about it during the news. The problem with organics... All right, when it comes to food, we have a law that's passed and how something is deemed organic in America. So it has to be USDA certified organic, and there are certain rules and regs. And a lot of the organic people will disagree with what's in the law, whatever, but still, there is a law. When it comes to soil products, there is no national standard, which is why pretty much anybody can say anything when it comes to these products. Now, they often will put in where the products come from, but it's as vague as saying forest products. You know, you'll look at a bag of something and say forest. Well, what does that mean? What the heck does forest products mean? So you're left with trying to figure this out yourself. I did a story for Chicagoland Gardening Magazine a couple of years ago about stuff in bags, organics in bags. One of the things I learned from that is almost never. Be careful when you buy topsoil. Topsoil is probably the worst. It's usually the cheapest, but you never know what's in there. I mean, it can be scraped from almost anything, and they'll call it topsoil, and it'll say organic topsoil. I talked to one guy, he said, yeah, we found crayons in it, mixed in it once, and things like that. I mean, who knows? But then you get to the manure products, and people add manure products in there, and pretty much all of it's called organic now. And the rule of thumb when it comes to that is I tell people, you know what, go to your independent garden center like the Chalet where Jennifer's from and say, what do you guys like to use? And if I went to you, Jennifer, and I said that, what would you tell me?
Well, if it's to amend my garden soil, I would tell you one thing. And if it was for my containers, you know, I would say to use a soil less mix. And then we actually have a custom one that we got tired of the mixes coming up with different formulas on their own. So
the soilless mixes or the garden?
The soilless mixes. So we went to a supplier and we said, this is what we want. We want, you know, this percentage of long fiber sphagnum. We want this percentage of short fiber sphagnum. We want this percentage of shredded bark. And then we want this percentage of perlite, and we don't want fertilizer added to it. And that's what our bagged, you know, potting mix and potting, we call it our bagged potting soil. And that's for
and who
that's
who, for, who provides that for you?
You know, I'm.
Or is it a home? Is it a home brand that you have on it? A Chalet
that's
brand?
That's our Chalet labeled brand.
Okay, all right.
You know, we went to a supplier that manufactures that for us. And now, if it was for my garden, I would use, because I have heavy clay soil, I would use one part topsoil, and we sell bag topsoil, mm-hmm. and we trust our source, so we sell that. I would use one bag, which is 1 cubic foot of topsoil, to 2 cubic foot bag of, and my favorite is cotton burr mulch, because it lowers the pH of our heavy, our high pH soil here, and it's a really great slow breakdown organic matter, you know, so that's what I do for
but
my own garden.
That's for
and that's
own,
what I recommend
but
to people.
What about, well, let's say people want, you know, because cotton burr compost has some microbiology going on mm-hmm. in it, and topsoil will have some, but neither is going to be like a pile of compost that you get at a landscape center or at a I always blank on what do you call it, you know, where you get the rock in the bricks as well. The, no, not a quarry. A landscape supply.
Materials.
Yeah.
Materials.
And some of these, like, you know, Lake Street Landscape Supply in Chicago have these various mixes. They'll have a veggie mix. They'll have
exactly.
different. And it's this live, active compost. And, you know, I would go there anytime and take anything they have and because mm-hmm. it's great stuff. Why is it that you don't go to that? In general,
It's just we don't sell bulk. We only sell bagged goods, you know, just because of our space limitations. And so, you know, so and then we sell product that has the mycorrhizae that you can add to it. And so, you know, so that's the route that we've decided to take.
Uh-huh.
Now, and what I wanted to ask Chester, you know, Chester, are you selling? You know, are you producing? You know, certified organic produce? You know, or is you know because.
Sure.
You know, if you're not, then, you know, then, and if you just want to produce very healthy, you know, vegetables for yourself, then get the soils that you're going to use and then get the compost and then compost it yourself for 6 to 9 months. And then that cleans it up, you know, very well. So, you know, so that, and then you can feel, you know, better about using it in, you know, in your, you know, in the produce that you're growing to consume yourself.
Yeah, it's just for local use. I'm starting some plants here,
mm-hmm.
and the challenge is walking into a store to get a bag of to start seedlings.
Well, they have wonderful seedling mix that's made from just shredded sphagnum
yeah.
moss. That's completely safe because that's all it is. And you know, so then that you can be really really careful with that. You know, and then mix that with some of your own garden soil that you've been working with for years, so you know it's safe. And
right.
then you know, mix that 2/3 soil to 1/3 of that mix before you transplant, and then you've kind of taken the process all the way through.
Yeah, once it gets outside, I'm comfortable with it. But it's this time of year when I'm starting seedlings that there's a lot of products out there, and I'm looking for the cleanest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as Jennifer said, the seed starters are sterile, and you shouldn't have a problem with
no
those.
No soil, that's complete soil.
You know, in terms of adding stuff to your soil in your garden, you know, there's many, many compost products out there. There are no national standards. There are no regional standards.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. And in this, you know, in the business, this is what people talk about all the time. They say, well, how do we establish a national standard for compost? The problem is different parts of the country use different materials for compost. You know, you talked about organic matter. Well, there's all kinds of organic matter out
yeah.
there. And we're talking not just plant material, but animal material, too, that sometimes gets added to it. And I'm not going to lie to people that
right.
is used sometimes to sweeten composts. And so how do you take different parts of the country and different materials and come up with one standard? That's why your compost pile is going to be different from your neighbor's compost pile, which is going to be different from the compost pile you buy at the professional place or the retail place down the street or the wholesale place. Ultimately, it comes down to you trusting the company that is producing the compost, whether they're doing it on site or they do it in a bag. You know, obviously Jennifer and the chalet trust the people they work with. You have to get to the point where you trust them to use it. But I like what you do, Jennifer, which is not, and a lot of people want to just buy the stuff with the fertilizer in it. I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not either. It's usually such minute amounts, and it's a very deceptive thing because people think that they don't have to fertilize because you've got a 0.08 nitrogen, a 0.12, you know, phosphorus, and a 0.08 potassium, and that's not even a full percentage point of nutrient. And, you know, so people are really deceived by that. So, you know, it's I think it's a disservice to most gardeners. fertilizers.
And it, you know, it does. And yeah, right. They think they don't have to fertilize. Mm-hmm. But why not just buy the material and then you choose the fertilizer you want, however
exactly.
you want to go about it. You have the choice to go organic or you have to go choice. I'd rather you go organic than synthetic. And I'm assuming, Chester, you don't use synthetic fertilizers.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So has this been helpful at all?
Oh, yes, very, very much.
Because I wonder.
It's a beautiful day, and I'm going to tend the garden right now, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
Turn your radio
Have a good
in the
day.
Window.
What was that, Heather?
Put your radio in the window.
Yeah, there you go, Chester.
And make sure keep listening, please.
And make sure your neighbors hear it, all right? I'll talk to you. Oh, listen, Chester, that was such a good question that I want to send you something. And Jennifer mentioned Back to Nature Compost.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a gift certificate for Back to Nature Cotton Burr Compost.
That sounds great.
Phenomenal.
Have you ever tried it, Chester?
I have not.
You're like this. You're going to like this product. You look at stuff and you say, well, it's in a bag. It's all this stuff is alike. And this isn't. This is unlike anything out there. And I really enjoy it. And Jennifer does. Dr. Wally at Pesci's likes it as well. So hang on. And Heather, we'll get your information and we'll send that off to you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. It's the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM. Back to question 773-838-9278 with the what? Oh, wait.
You have questions on Twitter.
Oh, like all over the place on Twitter,
yeah.
Huh? Okay. We'll get to that in a sec. Pick up some Repels All animal repellent and repel all those nibblers and noshers. Repels All is an all-natural repellent that uses smell, taste, and irritation to keep pests away from your delectable plants. Unlike other repellents, Repels All has no unpleasant odor and is effective for up to 2 months. It's so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Repels All from Bonide has a natural formula, and it can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and around edible crops. Jennifer, I've just been monkeying here on my computer trying to get the app downloaded. It says it downloaded. Now I'm not sure how to apply it. So this is me in the 21st century, but I'm working on it. But we'll get to that in a second. And Repels also works to prevent animals from chewing on and through fences and structures. It's available in concentrate, ready to use, and ready to spray liquid formulations, and in easy to spread granules. Look for Repels All products at these fine stores: Countryside Nursery and Garden Center in Crystal Lake, Illinois; Golden Gate Nursery in Frankfort, Illinois; Matson Ace Hardware in Coal City, Illinois; or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, as I was talking about, you can download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer's desktop. The app features a search engine where you can type in the name of the pest, weed, or animal and find a solution for your problem. Get it at Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green safe for your kids and pets. Start by raising the mowing height of your lawn, if you haven't done so already. Taller grass is better able to compete with the weeds. Mow often, removing only one-third of the total height, and leave the clippings on the lawn. Consider using a push or electric mower. It's good for the waistline and the environment. Further improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems with proper fertilization. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn your lawn, even in hot, dry weather. Plus, you don't need to water it in. And the non-staining iron helps maintain the deep green color, even in the heat of summer. So join the professionals and home gardeners who've trusted Milorganite for over 80 years. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
I believe that spring officially arrived in Chicago today. It's not officially, actually, but just metaphorically.
Temperature-wise. Temperature-wise, it's here.
And Heather, I want you to smash that window and see what's happening outside. See
okay, no problem.
Okay, cool. With the season upon us, you need the March-April issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. You definitely want to pick this up because you get two publications for the price of one. Not only do you get the Midwest's Best Guide to Zone 5 Gardening, now that's the magazine, you also receive the Annual Resource Guide, a separate booklet that has information about garden centers, greenhouses and florists, aquatic and pond supplies, landscape design and installation services, and more. There's a story about the gorilla gardener in Hyde Park who doesn't own any land, but who grows whatever he wants wherever he can. Power to the peonies! And there's an article about how growing vegetables in containers doesn't have to be just functional. It can be beautiful, too. Then there's my column on the inside back page, not particularly functional or beautiful. It's graffiti on the wall of life. You can purchase Chicagoland Gardening Magazine on newsstands all over Chicago. Better yet, get a subscription. Call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600, or go to chicagolandgardening.com. Now, here's a tip from the Care of Trees. It's spring, and you know that it's time to prune your trees, right? Well, not so fast. What kind of trees are we talking about? For instance, and you will appreciate this, Jennifer, because I know people come in and they go, well, I want to prune. I go, what do you got? I don't know. Well, yeah. You know, when they say, I don't know, I say, well, I can't help you at the moment, or I can try. Anyway, so if you're talking about small ornamental trees that bloom in the spring, well, you might want to wait until after they bloom. Otherwise, you're just cutting off the flowers. Of course, some people don't mind doing that if they still want the shape. You know, that's the other side of that. It's a different story. Now, what if your tree has dead or winter damaged limbs? Now, you might want to get them removed before your tree leaves out this spring. The point is that different trees require different care at different times of the year, which is why you should work with a professional arborist like those at the Care of Trees. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard or you're changing your landscaping, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
After I died and the makeup had dried, I went back to my place. No moon that night, but a heavenly light shone on my face. Still I thought it was odd, there was no sign of God just to usher me in. Then a voice from above, sugar-coated with love, said, let us begin. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. Okay, a new kid in school.
Is that like gardening too? I don't know, you got to fill out the form?
No. It's a metaphor for life in the 21st century.
You have to fill out
or
the form
death,
to garden.
I guess, in Paul Simon's case there. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We're answering gardening questions. Somebody tweet or sent me what?
You've gotten many a tweets here and well, with lots of questions, but you have a suggestion for the best garden song ever.
Yeah.
Let me go back down the list here from Call Aunt Deb.
Yeah.
Call Aunt Deb tweets that Homegrown Tomatoes is a guaranteed smile and the best gardening
and
song
ever. I have got it. I've got a live version, and I've got the live version I don't think is as good as the recorded. Well, I mean, they're both recorded.
Do you guys think playing music and talking to your plants does anything? Just curious, since we're on a music gardening show question here.
You're asking me, you know,
yeah.
I have
I know people who swear by playing some, you know, symphonic music for their, you know, tropicals and things like that.
Given that there's not, we don't understand everything in the world, you know, who knows? But from what I've read, it's just total hooey.
Yeah, I don't think they. I don't think they.
It's just nice for all parties involved.
You know,
I think.
I mean, I think if it makes you feel better, it's gonna. You know, the plants are gonna. You know, feel better too. But that's. You know, that goes in. That goes into a whole different realm of talk.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And philosophy.
Yeah. So. All right. So, what question should we get next?
All right. Well, here I'll just go down the list here. We'll start
on
at the bottom.
I'm looking for homegrown tomatoes.
Starting at the bottom,
here.
Working up. We have a tweet. What do you think of square foot gardens?
That's a
Seems
good question.
Logical.
Yeah.
That's from Earl on Twitter.
You know, it's a way to get more out of the space that you have, and you know, it's intense gardening. You add a lot of organic matter, and then you also fertilize more, you know, more heavily and more regularly. But you know, it makes a lot of sense if depending on your space restrictions. It does make a lot of sense. I agree with him.
You know, but the thing nowadays, in fact, all of vegetable gardening seems to be to take the smallest amount of space right now and maximize it and just really work it. And it's amazing what you can get done in a small space. Our idea of what gardening is has been for a long time. Well, you got to have the long rows and the back 40 and. You can feed yourself on very little.
Exactly. Space. I mean, even container gardening, it's kind of the same philosophy with the square foot gardening. You know.
Well, we did it last year here in the parking lot.
I
can do it. Anybody can. And we had a jungle of tomatoes out there. I couldn't give them away at one point. I'm like, who wants tomatoes? There were so many. Okay, next question. Our dear friend Snappy J Dog. Daffodils at Grandma's house. House is being sold. She wants daffodils. After digging them up, how do I store them? When do you replant?
That's a great question. And if she's got to dig them while they're blooming, I'm sad about that. But if she can wait till they finish blooming, you know, you
because it's
you
just going to be, well, it depends.
The house is being sold now. Time might be an issue.
Well,
she might have to go in at night
and
ninja plant style.
But here's the thing. To save them, they need to be, you know, moved. The roots, you have to get as many roots as possible and then get them planted in containers or in another garden. And those bulbs have to recharge. All the energy is out because it's up in the flowers. And so they need to photosynthesize, be in sunshine, get fertilizer, and be watered well for 6 to 8 weeks to recharge the bulb. Then after that, she can actually dig them up and store them until she replants them next fall. But they have to have those 6 to 8 weeks to recharge the bulb. So she'll have to work her timing out based on that.
You know, I I'll tell you the truth. I have done this in the past, and this is the way a lot of gardeners work. You know, you dig something up and you go, oh my God, I don't know what to do with this. I've thrown them into buckets, into containers, gallon containers, thrown soil over the top of them, thrown them into a corner
where they got sunshine, right?
Sometimes and sometimes not, And I'm going to tell you, I've cheated and planted them in the fall and watched them come up in the spring and bloom. I'm not saying this is the way you're supposed to do it by the book, but it just gets them into some soil where the roots are not going to dry up.
Exactly.
And they're going to get some nourishment, and you have a pretty good chance of getting them to come back. Although I agree with you, you know, digging them up while they're blooming is it's tough.
That's the hardest thing. That would be the most impact on those bulbs. So that's
They're putting their. It's kind of disruptive while they're putting their energy into the
blooms. Well, it's like taking somebody after they've emptied their whole, you know, bank account and taking them away, and they never get to put any money back in the bank account. And so then, you know, then I'm holding them, you know, someplace and then say, okay, now you can go back out and live.
She said some idiot mowed down the green parts,
and
she has to dig them now.
They mowed down the green parts?
That's what the tweet says.
Oh, that's not good.
Some idiot mowed down the green parts. Quote, unquote, from Snappy J Dog. I like her. She is snappy.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Because that's where the energy's coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, the photosynthesis is still occurring in the leaf, and it's sending energy to the bulb so that it can bloom next year. Now, here's what will probably happen. You can put those in. They won't bloom next year. They'll send up foliage. You want to make sure you fertilize them. You know, when would you do that?
Well, you know, what she could do is, you know, dig them up, plant them someplace. The roots are still going to be growing, and she can fertilize them. And sometimes, you know, just the roots will help, you know, build that back up. But and sometimes they'll even put out new foliage, you know, at the you know to help support them. So she can try it, especially since they're her grandmother's, and she has, you know. emotional attachment to them.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is they'll probably not bloom next year. But
exactly.
You can take a year off. Give them; they'll get good and strong and come back to file. You know what I find with my daffodils, and I have not a couple of years after I had this huge patch grow, and then I went through a couple of years where they didn't bloom very much, and now they bloom when they want to bloom. And one of the things I from interviewing bulb people is that not every bulb blooms every time. You got to get used to the fact that you'll have what you have in any given year. Now,
they're heavy feeders. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, so give them fertilizer, and they really pop back up.
So that's something to think about, but you can get them to survive. All right, we'll be back with more questions after I tell you that Pesci's Garden Center is the place to go for your spring gardening needs out in Des Plaines. And it's time to get some cool weather veggies in your garden. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, celeriac. I don't even know what celeriac is, honest to goodness. Should I know what that is?
It's in the celery family, and it makes this neat root, and you can make a great cream soup with it.
Hey, at least I cop to it, okay?
That works for and against you sometimes.
I know it. It does. What you know, I want to sound like a smart guy, but celeriac, not on my radar. All right. Collards, kale, and lettuce. All these cool season favorites are now available at Pesci's Garden Center, not to mention three kinds of cabbage, and count them, seven varieties of lettuce and herbs. All of their veggies are free of sprays and fertilizers. Not only that, but Pesci's catches their rain and snow runoff and use that water to irrigate the plants. Talk about sustainability. And fruit trees and berry bushes are now in, along with cool season annuals like pansies, violas, sweet alyssum, potted tulips, hyacinths, and many more. And Pesci's offers a complete line of organic amendments, fertilizers, and curatives, along with the proper advice to get you growing naturally. Pesci's Garden Center is just minutes off I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, or visit them online at Pesci's.com, P-E-S-C-H-E-S.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive service, expert advice, and uncompromising quality.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
Again, Plantskid, PlantSkydd. Now, Jennifer and I were talking earlier, I got a lot of great sponsors, and I love them all. And one of the things you should do is when you go into a store, say, hey, I heard this on Mike's show.
Yeah.
And, especially go to Shelley.
Yeah, and when you go especially
and say, I heard Jennifer and Mike talking, and they said I should get this product. Just keep hammering that you kept you heard
absolutely.
It on Mike. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But we were talking about repellents. And one of the things, some people might ask, well, you know, how come you have so many repellent spots on your show? And I would say, you know, part of the strategy, and I've talked about this before, part of the strategy getting rid of critters is you can't use the same thing all the time.
They get used to it, and they think, oh, we don't have to be worried about this. And if they're really hungry, they just hold their nose and eat it anyway.
It depends on the year, you know. But one of the great things about this is that you can choose any of these products. And people have their favorites, and I love them, and they're all reputable, and they're wonderful.
But we say rotate them. You run out of one, you know, try another one, you know, run out of one and rotate them through so that you get the best effect.
So don't get lazy, because if you're not ever vigilant when it comes to critters, they'll do it. You know, then you're going to have to go to the fence. And some people don't think that's aesthetically acceptable. Mm-hmm. It might be if you're growing vegetables, you might just want to do that. The other strategy, of course, is put plants in that they're not fond of. And there's
hellebores,
allium, those things mm-hmm. that with silver leaves, the with the stinkies they call them.
Exactly.
And
fritillarias. Fritillarias smell like skunk.
Yes, I love fritillaria because it smells like skunk.
Yeah. Put it at the back of the garden. You put it at the back of the garden, and it keeps the animals out of your garden.
Yeah,
and they look great. They're like
there's plants that smell like skunks.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and you're fond of this.
I love them.
Okay.
Well, when
okay.
it gets rid of deer and rabbits.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Don't have room to raise cows or chickens? Well, your soil can still benefit from their waste. No picking up poop required. And if you pick up some of Back to Nature's composted cattle manure and composted chicken manure, you're going to see great results. Animal manures are great because they add organic matter to help rejuvenate soils. They improve soil aeration and the breakdown of plant residue, and they increase water distribution in clay soils and help reduce compaction. And that's good for Chicagoland soil. And these Back to Nature composts have been leached to reduce salt content but still have high nutrient levels. And, of course, there are the cotton burrs in there, which help bust up that clay.
Oh, it's so good.
Back to Nature has been composting since 1979, and they're the largest producers of composted cotton burrs and composted cattle manure in the southwestern United States. Find out more about their fine products by visiting backtonaturecompost.com. Dr. Wally at Pesci's, Jennifer Brennan at The Chalet, and I all love them, so give them a try. Back to Nature products are available at Meineke Garden Center in Niles, Illinois, Burlington Garden Center in Burlington, Wisconsin, and May Garden Center in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. To celebrate Earth Month and the start of planting season, SIDS Greenhouses presents their annual Spring Planting Festival at their stores in Bolingbrook and Palos Hills. This coming Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th, SIDS invites you to attend this special event. They've planned free educational seminars at both of their stores. As we mentioned earlier, our good friend Nina Koziel, garden educator and writer for the Chicago Tribune and Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, will speak. See, in Chicagoland Gardening, she writes the real articles. I write the silly stuff at the back of the magazine. So that's the difference between us. And she's going to speak on growing edibles, everything you need to know to harvest your own food. That's on Friday at 6 p.m. this Friday in Bolingbrook, and on Saturday at 11 a.m. in Palos Hills. Check SIDSonline.com for the other seminar times and topic schedule. In addition, many of SIDS' key suppliers will be at their Bolingbrook store from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, April 15th, and on Saturday, April 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to share information on improving your homes, yards, and gardens. Visit SIDSonline.com today for all the details. In Bolingbrook, SIDS is located at 550 South Naperville Plainfield Road at 111th Street, also known as Hassert Boulevard. And in Palos Hills, they're at 10926 Southwest Highway. And I found this song. Wait, if I got the right one queued up, let's try this.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a big
homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes.
Everybody,
what'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
She is right. That is a guaranteed smile, isn't
it? That's a great song.
Thank you,
isn't
Call Aunt Deb.
That is, of course, Guy Clark. And I think that's like early 80s where that comes from. Wait.
Homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad. Put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs. You can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side. Put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy. And that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
All right.
That is a good gardening song.
It's a great gardening song. And any other gardening song requests, just send them in. 773-838-9278. We're the your hit line regarding songs on, what is this, the C spot on your dial.
I gotta send that to my dad.
Yeah, we have some more gardening questions, though, and coincidentally, another one from Colin and Deb. She has a soggy, shady side yard. Suggestions for best blooming flowers.
I would go with the cardinal flower, or there's also a blue version of that. They like wet, they like soggy soils, they'll tolerate soggy soils, and they don't mind shade. So that would be, another one would be turtlehead or chelone would be a great one.
What'd you call me?
Turtlehead. Turtlehead. And chelone is the Latin name on that. And then there's one called hot lips, which is a gorgeous pink one. And then some of the, you know, some of the hostas will hold up in that soggy, you know, that soggy, shady, you know, area.
But you know, you bring up a good point, which is we often try to defeat the soggy areas, and the new way of thinking is go with them.
Oh, yeah. You have to embrace it.
Like
yeah,
did you just mention cardinal flower?
Cardinal flower. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
cardinal flower.
Cardinal flower, wonderful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I received
Lobelia.
It.
It's Lobelia cardinalis, and or Lobelia syphilitis is the blue one.
Yeah, and I really like the cardinal, the red one, cardinal flower, is the stunning one, but the blue one's nice, and the blue one's tough. It comes back year after year. I had some in my yard, and it disappeared, and the last 2 years it's shown up right against the house. It just refuses to give up, and it just popped in there. I went, how did it get there?
And you could also mix in some astilbes with that mix. And so then there you've got big broadleaves, you've got the tall uprights, and then you've got the little ferny foliage ones with the astilbes. So that would be a pretty good combination. You know, with those.
Okay, well, next thing, we were talking about pest repellents and all natural bug repellents and stuff. And someone here suggested to get chickens, because they'll eat the bugs. But in lieu of having your own chicken coop, what is a safe way to handle bugs on your plants organically?
There are some really good earth-friendly naturals.
Did you just, and is that the segue to the stuff that's in the basket you brought?
It's, you know, and Bonide has one, and then Espoma has one,
mm-hmm.
and they're called earth-friendly naturals. It's a nicer way a more accurate way to describe organics, because there are some wonderful things, like sulfur is a wonderful insect and mite, and it's a mite killer, and then it's a disease control, and then there's an organically derived pyrethrin in it that's derived from a daisy, and then that residue breaks down in 24 hours in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are the 3-in-1 disease, and then the orchard sprays that have that, and it's easy. You spray, you can harvest the next day and eat the next day. So those are cool. And mm-hmm. Bonide has them,
Espoma, you were talking about.
Espoma?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, I have them in the basket.
And those are safe for your children.
Well,
and your
that's why I was asking. You brought those in the basket
uh-huh,
there.
Uh-huh, yeah. Here, I'll reach over and grab them.
You can't. Ladies and gentlemen, she's reaching into the basket. Oh, that's, you know, these are the ones you brought last year with the different colored bottles. Yeah.
That's the one I used to fight the what did
powdery
I have?
Mildew.
Powdery mildew.
Powdery mildew
on cucumbers.
On your cucumbers and on the containers on that.
Earth tone 3-in-1, yeah.
Exactly. And that, and you know, I think they should rename this, instead of 3-in-1 disease control, they should rename this, if you only want to buy one bottle of stuff, this is the one to get for you, and it takes care of diseases and insects, and it's safe, and you use it till the day before harvest. So it's cool, you know, it's really cool. And see, then Bonide did it with their orchard spray. It's the
and
same.
And that's great, that you can attach to a
you
hose.
You can do
like
a hose
the,
and get up in
like
the trees.
That.
Yeah.
And it's the same sulfur and pyrethrin. But we technically can't call it organic, because sulfur is not an organic element, you know, but it's earth-friendly natural. Mm-hmm. Is that a nice way to look at it?
It mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's the awful ones with the you know, the AKA weed in feeds that are just, you know, pouring chemicals on your lawn. Do they have organic ones that, like, again, that come with those, you know, hose attached products, make it nice and easy, you know?
This is their weed killer, and it's an ammoniated soap of fatty acids. But then it has this other thing called maleic hydrazide. And maleic hydrazide is an organically derived, it's actually derived from apples. This is what they dip potatoes in so they don't sprout, you know, when they're out in storage. And then you spray this on the weeds, and that's what keeps the weeds from resprouting. You do have to, on these earth-friendly naturals, you do have to do repeat applications. But people, you know, don't mind doing that
yeah.
if they want to stay earth-friendly natural. You know, so neat way.
There we go. That's Jennifer Brennan from the Chalet. I'm Mike Novak. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. We got still some more questions, and I got a comment. Oh, real quick. Boy, they just...
I know.
They, you know, on the Twitter, they just go like crazy. Mm-hmm. Scott Jameson wrote, talking about the Masters, he says, the coolest trees in golf. Augusta National has magnolias that date to 1850. Watch the final round today just to see the trees.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, and he's the kind of guy that's watching it just, and he's not watching the golf.
Yeah,
he's
I
watching
wouldn't
the
watch
trees.
Golf either.
And, he's watching and the trees.
And the rhododendrons are phenomenal down there too. It's just, they're exquisite.
And the azaleas. I mean, they're mm-hmm. famous for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see those shots, you just mm-hmm. go, oh. Yeah, but you know what? They got good drainage and acidic soil. And here in the Midwest, we have clay and mm-hmm. alkaline soil. So when you go to the nurseries and you see the rows and rows and rows of rhododendrons, try to resist to some degree. I mean, there are some that do okay here, but it's...
there are a lot, and you just have to use the technique that was derived by the Northern Illinois Rhododendron Society.
Which is?
Where you just don't plant them in our soil.
Oh, I thought you were going to say move to Michigan.
No. You elevate...
that's their
you
technique.
You elevate them and, you know, and plant them in pine bark mulch.
It helps,
and that works. That works. That works well.
Well, I've got a Herbert in my backyard that comes back year after year. I love that little guy.
I have 9 aglows in my front yard, and they're phenomenal.
But I
go
to too many... I go to too many garden clubs where they have these meetings, and you look out in the front yard, and their rhododendron is this mass of sticks with a leaf on the end of it. And you go,
I understand.
You know, you've seen that. That's a lot what happens here. All right. I need to take another.
I saw a tweet that said, can you repeat that last product? And it's from Espoma, and it's called Earth Tone 4-in-1 Weed Control.
There you go.
It comes in a concentrate, or it also comes in a ready-to-use, you know, ready-to-spray bottle. And that's 4-in-1 Weed Control from Espoma Earth Tone.
There you go. And we've talked about this. Are deer and other four-legged critters strolling into your yard like it's an old country buffet? Well, you know, you might want to spray on their buffet with Bob-X. Bob-X deer and animal repellents are environmentally safe. They're harmless to wildlife, including aquatic species, as well as humans and pets. And most importantly, they work. Bob-X has a loyal customer base as well as a loyal staff who believe in the company and the product they've been putting out for over 20 years. Bob-X repels foraging animals using both the odor and taste of meat meal, fish oil, putrescent eggs, garlic, and other naturally occurring ingredients. And they work effectively throughout all the seasons. And, you know, Bob-X will tell you how to use them all year round. And one of the nice things, you know, in the winter, the great thing about winter, you don't have to apply as often. A little more in the spring and summer, but don't look for Bob-X products in a box store. Look for them in a Bob-X store, meaning your local independent garden center. If you don't see Bob-X at your favorite garden center, you can call Bob-X, B-O-B-B-E-X, and they'll check it out for you. But you can find Bob-X products at Pasquazi Home and Gardens in Lake Bluff, Illinois, Hager's Country Market in Barrington, Illinois, Effinger Garden Center in Belleville, Illinois. Remember, plants thrive and survive with Bob-X.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Organic goodies make your soil thrive, and Dr. Earth has them, from planting to harvest. Start with Dr. Earth's probiotic planting mix, add some tomato, vegetable, and herb fertilizer, and take down insects with Dr. Earth's all-organic fruit and vegetable spray. We were talking about that, about organics and doing insect control, and here's another great one, Dr. Earth's all-organic fruit and vegetable insect spray. Doctor Your Earth with Dr. Earth, the multivitamin for your garden, sold only at local independent garden centers. Go to drearth.com to find a dealer near you and click on where to buy. And you can like them on Facebook at Dr. Earth Organic Products for, and you'll get updates on all their organic products.
We'll be right back.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna
All right, before we go, and we may get a couple more questions in here, but I mentioned earlier, there's two things I want to talk about, and one of them is not gardening at all, and that is the report that the city of Chicago may be going towards privatizing the recycling service, and the Chicago Recycling Coalition, of which I'm president, and I always say this just to let you know where I stand. I do not get paid for being president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition, and it's all volunteer, as is everybody on the organization or in the organization. We think the city needs to step back and take a look at this and say, hey, is this what we want to do right now? Is this something that we want to rush in the last minutes of the daily administration? So here's what I would advise you to do. Go to chicagorecycling.org, and on that page you'll see our argument for what's going on now and what we think we should do. We have position papers on moving Chicago Recycling forward. You can get a sample letter that you can send to your alderman, Mayor Richard M. Daley, Commissioner Thomas G. Byrne of the Department of Streets and Sand, or Commissioner Suzanne Malik McKenna of the Department of the Environment. It's all there on the website. And please, if you live in Chicago, at the very least, educate yourself on this. And then you can make up your own mind. I mean, this is what we think, but and you may disagree, but this is what we'd like to see have happen. The other thing is garden-related, and I talked about it earlier. And Dr. Wally at Pesci sent me this cool link. And before we leave here today, Jennifer, I'm going to make you see it. It's this thing called cannon fungus. And some of you may have found it in your garden. And it's basically this fungus that shoots out.
They also call it artillery fungus.
Also called artillery fungus. It's got like four or five different names.
Yeah.
I like cannon fungus.
Yeah.
And I've got a YouTube. And if you look on the left side of my, this week's show, you'll see the Latin name is Spherobolus stellatus.
Right.
And you can see it has this little star. It's straight out of Aliens.
It really is.
It is. And it shoots out these little
black
blobs, mm-hmm. and they stick to everything, including your car, including to your home. And they come in
siding.
They can come in wood mulch,
mm-hmm.
And it's a little surprise gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of websites. North Carolina State University describes it as where'd they go here? There's at maturity, the fruiting body splits in a star-like pattern,
mm-hmm.
and it's straight out of Aliens, exposing a dark brown roundish cannon or egg contains the spores of the fungus. It's forcibly ejected or shot from the fruiting body, mm-hmm. hence the name cannon fungus. And if you go, and I'm going to show you this, Heather.
I saw the photo on MikeNovak.net.
Yeah, but you got to see the YouTube. Oh, my God. It's in slow-mo and close-up, and it's going, shooting these things out.
Oh,
all right. We'll be right back in just a...
And it's impossible to get rid of.
It is, and that's the other thing. It really wreaks havoc, so you want to get it before it gets you. We'll be back in 60 seconds to wrap it up.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
Well, as we wrap this up. Oh my goodness, we got through a lot of stuff, and we're as Heather, you're telling us that we're getting folks that are thanking us for doing this. And as a snarky vegan points out on Twitter, the names go by very fast, and she has to go to the podcast. Well, that's one of the reasons I have the podcast up there, so that you can go back and listen to everything.
There's also a whole show sponsor page. If you go to MikeNovak.net and you go, you know, about the show, it says our you scroll down, our sponsors, links to our sponsors on the right-hand side, and you can see all the fabulous products and companies that support us each week.
You know, that's a really good point.
And there's hot links to other websites, too.
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my sponsors. And go to the links are there and the logos are there, and you can find out about a lot of these products. And Jennifer Brennan, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You know what I'll do is I'll put all the products that I talked about on the Facebook page for Chalet. So they'll be there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you for inviting me, Mike. It's always a blast.
I love having you here.
I love you, Mike Novak.
Oh, see, because I'm playing the theme. Here we go. We'll go out with the Blackhawks.
Thank you!
Oh, go green or
go home! Go Hawks! Yeah.